Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to The Art of Seduction, Wednesday night, and warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seats, sultry, seductive, and scintillating ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. And I am Naomi Sierra here, and we're really looking forward to reading your wonderful, sensual, and scintillating poetry tonight. And with me is my co-host, Pam Ray. Hi, Pam. How are you tonight?
Hi, Naomi. I'm doing great. I feel a little restless, like the weather's starting to warm up, and I'm thinking tomorrow, knock on wood, if it actually stays the same, I might go out for a little walk. But I'm also, you know, looking forward to hanging out with you, maybe some other cool poets. Getting into the sensual poetry, which, my goodness gracious, those prompts, that artwork you found, absolutely stunning. I want to write to one or two of those just for the fun of it.
I was looking at it and I said, wow, Naomi, you'd really spread a board of naked women all across the map.
Remember is that throughout history, much of classic art has had nudity in it.
True.
As long as the artwork isn't done in a vulgar way, and to me this wasn't. This was very, classy artwork.
Oh, absolutely. I really fell in love with them when it was just a coincidence that I don't know what I did to just tumble on top onto them, but when I found them, I think I sent it to you right away. I said, look, Pam, what do you think? Are they too unclothed or not? But they were really great portraits, great photograph, and, great setup. And the company, I think, is called Digital Desires. They have quite a bit of, I couldn't put up all the prompts because, it would have been like 50 or so more. I put up enough, but I limit it. You have to limit yourself. Yeah. You're putting up everything. There was so much. Yeah. There were so many beautiful ones. Oh, my gracious. I did put the link in.
Very cool that it's done by a company. Some of that digital photography stuff and digital artwork can be just, brilliant, that's for sure. Oh, are you on mute, Naomi, or having a headphone problem?
No, I guess I pressed on the button or I hit it mistakenly.
You are already? We're only 6 minutes into the show and you're pressing buttons.
And I wonder if Zach's out on the board. Hi, Zach. Wonder if he's listening to us. Waving.
I don't know if you're going to have a chilling night. Have fun, y'all. I'm chilling tonight. That's great. It's important to have those kind of, chill and take care of yourself nights.
Yeah, that's it. Just thanks, y'all. Come and chill with us, Zach. That's it. We won't tell him. We'll probably warm him up.
Yes, exactly. But I guess whenever you're ready, we don't have any callers. It's just us two right now. So hopefully later we'll have some callers. And, you know, whenever you're ready, we can go ahead and get the show started.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, Pam, you can put up our first write. We have three carryovers, I think, so.
Yep, we have carryovers from your last show. And the first one I'm putting up is In Vino Veritas by Firefly 928. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us, please.
Hey, In Vino Veritas. Deep in Paris among the strippers in 1912's gentle sway blossoms a tale that whispers of a lady and man's escapade. Chanel adorned in satin and pearls from a life of lavish embrace. André from thundering undercurls, a rugged charm and a smoky grace. Amidst the glossy Parisian scene, they met, their paths intertwined, an encounter meant to be unseen, fate's hand, their hearts aligned. In dimlit bars, alive with sound, they share a secret rendezvous, sipping on cold drinks abound, drowning in ambiance for two. Her fingertips brush his rough hand, caress after caress, kiss after kiss, as they sip to their glass, this command. Wet, moist lips slide them into bliss, whiskey warmth electrifying their veins. Ecstasy fills the air they breathe. His neck glistens with lipstick stains, melting, becoming one, they believe. End poem. And what a beautiful write this is by Firefly 928. I love, you know, that she refers to Paris and, you know, those dancers, those strippers there, and it's 1912, in the 1912s. And, and, you know, Chanel adorned in satin and pearls, of course. You know, Chanel back then was, you know, the thing to wear and to, and, you know, and André, a Chanel and André, wonderful. I wonder if Chanel, Coco Chanel's lover was called André back then. I can't remember that, but I did see the movie. But, you know, wonderful story told. Yeah, it might have been. You know, I should have looked that up. And, you know, that would have been a great setting for that story, for sure. All this artwork. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was just absolutely beautiful. I love the title, In Vino Veritas, Wine is Life. And I thought this had wonderful rhyme and flow, beautiful imagery. It was really an amazing sensual story write on the pleasures indulged in. It took us back in time to that Paris scene. As I said, amidst the glossy Parisian scene, they met, their paths intertwined, an encounter meant to be unseen, fate's hand, their hearts aligned. I just really like this all the way through, but I have to say it's those last two stanzas that really bring in the sensuality. I especially like his neck glistens with lipstick stains, melting, becoming one, they believe. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely wonderful, wonderful comment there, Pam. And what do we have next?
All right, let's see here. Up next, we have French Kiss by Betty Page. And as soon as it shows up, I'll give it a read. All right, let me try that again. Oh, there it is. All right, good, good. Here we go. French Kiss by Betty Page. Cherry red lipstick, side to side, swinging my hips, kicking my heels off. Seductively sweet, come deeply indulge in sin. Twirling tongues, French kiss, tangled in your lips, juicy cherry passion fruit, licking up your taste. Swinging so slowly back and forth erotically, sucking up moonshine. Sweet bubbly champagne, poppin' fine maraschinos, clear peachy nectars. Bite as an apple, grip my flesh with your sharp fangs, savor heart's blood stains, dance into sunrise, gripping tightly, wickedly, silks, slippery, wet, grab me intensely, place your hands firmly round hips, let you and me ride. End poem.
Oh, wonderfully sultry and so, so sexy. Wonderful read, Pam. And, you know, every stanza was a pure pleasure to unwrap and savor for sure. Dance into sunrise, gripping tightly, wickedly, silk, slippery, wet. Grab me intensely, place your hands firmly round hips. Let you and me ride. Sexy, sexy. And great imagery all throughout. And great movement in this piece, you know, as well as the imagery. And, you know, you just feel the sexiness and the sultriness, the heat coming off of this one. What did you think, Pam?
I really like this wonderful 575 lines. She really brings an intensity to her heat. Wonderful imagery. Her storytelling, which obviously leans towards the vampiric side, really makes me think of, Anne, the lady who wrote Vampire, the Interview with a Vampire. That's what it, you know, because it takes place in France. I don't know why I'm blanking out on her name. I should remember it, you know. But anyways, it gives me a feeling of Interview with a Vampire. The intense sensuality and backdrop within it. I really like swinging so slowly back and forth erotically, sucking up moonshine. But all the way through, there's definitely some amazing seductive lines and very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Interview with a Vampire. Wasn't that was that with Brad Pitt, or am I totally like, you know? No,
the movie was with Brad Pitt. I was trying to think of the book.
The woman?
Yeah, the movie was with Brad Pitt.
Okay. The book. Yeah, there must have been girls in the movies, too, of course. But
Anne Wright.
Anne
yeah.
Wright. Okay. Yeah.
But,
okay.
But
yeah,
the movies were pretty, the movie was pretty good, too. But obviously no movie ever compares to the books. That's for sure.
No. Oh, no. That's for sure. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, except for The Notebook. I don't know if you read the book and the movie, saw the movie afterwards.
Oh, you mean Interview with a Vampire?
No, the book, The Notebook.
You know what? I've never seen the movie or read the book.
Oh, no. Well, that's the only movie that I ever saw that I liked better than the book. It's like,
oh, wow.
Surprise. Yeah. Like, and I've read a lot of books, and you know, the books are always really better than the movies. And that movie, oh my gracious, so well done and so well played. It's just incredible. And I like
well,
the movie
I'm
better.
Check out that movie sometime.
Yeah, cry, bring Kleenex.
I won't watch it until after I buy myself a couple boxes of Kleenex then.
Okay, where do we go next, Pam?
All right, up next we have Cloaked Want by Poetry Accident. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read for us.
Okay, Cloaked Want. Embrace the mask to clearly speak what polite society might may critique. The Hidden Life of Parisian Cats by both the low and plutocrats. The frisky now know their own, what lies behind the playful tone, a veil that promises carnality while the proper is half seen. A cross between object and subject evokes desires you'd not expect, realizing spectrums of every stripe of urges of the feline type. The conventional has lost its hold. Now the mouser on the prowl, seeking life on moogie terms. Grimalkin found in the heart. Now the hidden has been announced with a promise the prudes denounce. Wearing ears and all the rest, embracing the freedom of sexiness. The masquerade will continue on with the costume of tabbies drawn upon the face and on the heart. Emotions win from desire, cloaked want. And, you know, what a great right to that chosen prompt. And, you know, of course, she has that mask of the cat. And, you know, I really like the part, a veil that promises carnality while the proper is half seen. A cross between object and subject evokes desires you not expect, realizing spectrums of every stripe of urges of the feline type. And, you know, that's so uniquely creative and captivating and very sensual all throughout. What a wonderful capture of that prompt indeed by Poetry Accident. Wonderfully well done. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was definitely wonderful imagery. Seductive lines on the games of cat and mouse played in the elements of masquerade. You know, there's nothing sexier than the whole idea of attending a masquerade ball and where there's all this mysterious sensual energy. And, you know, this is one of those rites that shows that oftentimes the chase is more seductive than the capture. And I really liked it all the way through, but my favorite part was a veil that promises carnality while the proper is half seen. A cross between object and subject evokes desires you'd not expect, realizing spectrums of every stripe of urges of the feline type. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. And where are we going? Oh, now we're going into the new contest, right?
That's right. Yes, we are. Yes. So let's go ahead and put the first one up, which is Embracing the Pale Moon or the Pale Orange Moon. She is rarer than a mellow, mellow pearl. And it goes like this. Oh, and it's by Forgotten Dream. And it goes like this. On the darkened waves of satin sheets, she curled around me like a morning glory vine. Tendril fingers tangle in my hair as our long legs braid together. Lustrous skin shimmers in the cool moonlight. My hands graze gently, holding her softly like a pearl. Eyes glimmer and stoic face cracks like an aged stone statue. Petal lips heart into a sultry smile, a crackling fire enticing me closer. Lightly floral breath floats by, her plump tongue slips by teeth, and briny sweetness coats my mouth. Hunger swells like the roaring sea. We coalesce together, a flood current cresting before crashing onto star-strewn shorelines. End poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. And, you know, what a beautiful write by a, what a, you know, gorgeous write by Forgotten Dream. I love how she takes it on the darkened waves of satin sheets. And she takes it from those satin sheets, the waves of satin sheets, right to the sea itself at the end there. And all the way through, you know, the moonlight is present. The way that she uses nature, you know, the play of nature on the skin, the body, the face, the lips, you know, the just the way she plays with the body parts and plays with nature is just amazing. Lightly floral breath floats by her plump tongue, slips by teeth, and briny sweetness coats my mouth. Hunger swells like the roaring sea. And then, you know, crashing onto sea, star-strewn shorelines. What an amazing, you know, wonderful line to finish on. Beautiful, beautiful, right? Amazing. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I am always impressed by Forgotten Dream's writing. Absolutely amazing. Just stunning imagery and metaphors. I never knew about the Mellow Mellow Pearl. Apparently it's quite rare, and it is a beautiful orange color. My goodness, these lines are so, they're so soft and seductive all the way through. But I really like lustrous skin shimmers in the cool moonlight. My hands graze gently, holding her softly like a pearl. Eyes glimmer and stoic face cracks like an aged stone statue. Petal lips part into a sultry smile. I mean, there's nothing better than being close to somebody and feeling loved and protected and them bringing a smile to your face. I just think those are wonderful lines, and this was very well done.
Mm-hmm. Like you said, Pam, yeah, the softness is there, right? As well as the sensuality, but lovely softness. Absolutely. Well done, Forgotten Dream. And our next poem, Pam, will be?
Muse by Jessica C. Wheeler. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay. Another fantastic. Yeah, that art, that, you know, those, that artwork was really, it almost looks like artwork. It's photography, but I mean, you know, it looks like art. It really is a work of art when you think of it. Muse by Jessica C. Wheeler. She is a masterpiece. Emerging in the glimmer of dusk, a canvas, a page draped in golden thoughts on the horizon's edge. She is the quiet before creation's storm, a whispered touch caressing the senses, playful and tender, the gentle tickle of inspiration. She is both lust and lover to tortured souls, fondling the brush in the painter's hand, stroking the pen of the poet, sensed in wakeful hours, silent yet observant, building method and arousal. She is a shifter of shape, a suitor to all needs, adapting to the kinks of crafters. She comes in dreams, summoned to service, fostering fetish with pleasure and slow, soft lure. She draws what is blocked to the surface for release. She is the bearer of unborn brilliance, the mother of preconceived craft, a fawn fantasy breathing life into vision. She is the artist, ethereal, muse, and poem. What a brilliant write by Jessica, my gracious. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. Oh, my goodness, you did such a beautiful read of that, Naomi. I really like how this is a tribute to the muse, but it's more than that. You know, it's a tribute, an honoring to the sexual energy of women, to the sensual power of women, and the balance that they bear within themselves. Truly amazing imagery and metaphors all the way through. But I really like, she is both lust and lover to torture souls, fondling the brush in the painter's hand, stroking the pen of the poet, sensed in wakeful hours, silent yet observant, building method and arousal. She is shifter of shape, a suitor to all needs. Absolutely brilliant lines and very well done.
Off mute, Naomi, off mute. And this is, you know, like you said, a great tribute to the, you know, the sexual energy of all women. And, you know, it's very well written, my gracious. I love the part that you recited, Pam. You know, she is a shifter of shape, a suitor to all needs, adapting to the kink of crafters. She comes in dreams, summoned to service. So she is, you know, all that. She is the muse. She is, and, you know, women over time, they've been, you know, well, they take more and more place now, but, you know, they have been muses for over, you know, when you just, you think of the Mona Lisa, my gracious, you know, she was, what a great muse that was, she was. And over time, you know, it's the woman as a muse to artists. I think, you know, over time, she became her own muse too, owning and her own sexuality and just flourishing and, you know, putting herself out there. So, wonderful write by Jessica C. Wheeler, indeed. And where do we go next, Pam? Yes.
Oh, I was just saying, absolutely. I mean, I am so impressed so far, and I'm sure I will continue to be with the lineup of poetry tonight. Very cool. And up next, we have The Coming Storm by Papa Mama Jama. And it goes like this. He rides her like a stormy wind, riding sea waves, hips in rhythm, bolero anthem, stiff as a velvet brick, cracking the foundations of her cavernous abode. Cruel mouth is pistol cocked, glistening muscles wet with labor, ruddy carnivorous titanium boned, trigger finger tasting like Jack Daniel's whiskey, bump and grind, twists and turns, out and in, dripping sweat, staccato breath, silken skin, warm summer rain, her cotton candy voice fluting a blue Billy Holiday, lullaby inciting hips, unstoppable clockwise rotations, banshee screams rising from the deep, deep fiery pit of unleashed tickling butterflies loosened to the blue-green misty forest, wild, torrid, trembling bowl twisting and twitching in her glass house, seeing red when the hot sugar bubbles over, the iron torso melting into butterfly wings, alabaster folding, grafting with his leathery fray. End poem.
Oh, my gracious. What a wonderful read. Right, that was. And what a wonderful read, Pam. Oh, my gracious. Pam, Papa Mama Gemma. Oh, yeah. You know, she writes like real, you know, situations, real life, like a woman standing by the window in an apartment building. He'll write that, you know, write so sexy. But, you know, he took this picture and he wrote just as amazingly sensual to this right, you know, that is more, I don't know, like fantasy-like, you know. But he made it into something his own. And he, right away, he opens up what he rides her like a stormy wind riding sea waves. Hips in rhythm, bolero, anthem, stiff as a velvet brick, cracking the foundations of her cavernous abode. Oh, my gracious. And then just goes on, you know, on and on. I just love the reference to, oh, yeah, so many beautiful, you know, Jack with Daniel, whiskey bumps and grinds, cotton candy voice, fluting a blue Billie Holiday lullaby, you know, right down to the end there with those hot sugar bubbles over the iron torso melting into butterfly wings, alabaster folding. Just wonderful writing all the way through. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, my goodness, with all the riding, twisting, and turning, I started sweating and threw my back out just reading it. Holy moly. Old lady told me shouldn't be reading stuff this hot. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, this is great. It really is. Like you said, he took a, you know, it is still kind of, it is every day, and yet it's a bit more,
yeah,
like every day with spice. Because, you know, he mentions the tasting like Jack Daniel's whiskey, listening to Billie Holiday's blues, you know. So there is that kind of, you know, regular stuff. But then it's so filled with this passion. And the way he allows his lines to shift back and forth almost represents the music of the lovers, and all the way through, amazing imagery and metaphors, a powerful rite of seduction, and oh my goodness, let's see, dripping sweat, staccato breath, silken skin, warm summer rain, her cotton candy voice, fluting a blue Billie Holiday lullaby, inciting hips. I mean, and I could just keep going because they're just such amazing, intense and fiery lines. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Am I off mute? Am I off mute? Am I off mute?
I am off.
I'm singing to myself there. Am I off mute? Am I off mute? Oh, yeah, okay. I got caught there. Talking to myself. I actually sing to myself, I guess. Yeah, so wonderful write by Papa Mama Jamma for sure. Oh, my gracious, I just love this one. And boy, we're having great writes tonight. Oh, my gracious. And what do we have next? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
SoundCloud.
Yes. Yes, we have Shadow of the Crucifix by Cedar Chapman, who was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Shadow of the Crucifix by Cedar Chapman. How the shadow of the crucifix smothers me as I tread on the meniscus of lust to unveil the bridal habit draping my flesh. In my naked skin, I am free. Free from preachers and nuns. Free from the hollow, lifeless tapping of empty rosary beads. And you, son of the devil, you have been chosen to blind my eyes with butterfly wings so so scripture flutters like dandelion thistle. Chain my hands to my headboard. Bathe my innocence in darkness. Bound and frozen, I lie, hiding from shame's dirty finger, surrendering to my wanton hunger. Taste every inch of my body with your tongue, slithering back and forth like a feathered spear, from the tip of my toes to the plush mounds of my bosom. When our lips meet, I shall guzzle our rapturous sin, to savor a thousand black cherries plucked from the crimson you. My eyes plead in whisper consent. Do as you desire. My body a wishbone that you break with the girth of your tightened thighs. I plunge my incisors into your shoulder, your tsunami filling my caverns, drowning banshees of pain and pleasure. Our bodies, clenched and fused, drip granite fissures from celestial quakes. I lay silently in poppies and brimstone, breathless.
Wow. I like everything about this, you know, from the background music to the, you know, the voice. At first I was like taken back. This isn't Cedar's voice. And then, you know, I read down in the AN, you know, that was voice generated by AI. And yeah, I have to get to know how to use one of those voice generators. Oh my gracious, it's beautiful voice. And of course, you know, this was written in a woman's voice, but by a man, Cedar Chapman. And but you know, with the AI, it changed his voice into a female voice. So that's kind of neat. And I loved a lot of this, you know, this is very deep, this rite, how the shadow of the crucifix smothers me as I tread the meniscus of lust and to unveil the bridal habit draping my flesh. Very, you know, the wordplay all throughout is just absolutely wonderful. When our lips meet, I shall guzzle our rapturous skin to savor a thousand black cherries plucked from the crimson hue. That is just absolutely beautiful writing right there. And right down to that end there, that end stands our bodies clenched and fused, drip granite fissures with celestial quakes. I lay silently in poppies and brimstone, breathless. And just so beautifully, you know, written by Cedar Chapman. Wow. And he chose two props to write to. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, this was just absolutely wonderful. I really like and appreciate that Cedar decided to write this as a first-person narrative in a female voice. And I really thought it all the way through, amazing imagery and metaphors. It was provocative. It was a provocative, sensual rite on the freedom found within lustful desires fulfilled. And I like how it speaks on the idea of a young woman leaving behind social expectations of what a woman's sexuality should be. You know, she finds that sense of freedom, that sense of self that she claims. I find that especially in my naked skin, I am free, free from preachers and nuns, free from the hollow, lifeless tapping of empty rosary beads. And then I really like how Cedar delves into the realm of, you know, submissive and, BDSM realm. I thought that was wonderful, you know, especially with chain my hands to my headboard, bathe my innocence in darkness. Bound and frozen, I lie, hiding from shame's dirty fingers, surrendering to my wanton hunger. really just brilliant dark sensuality and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, taste every inch of my body with your tongue. Oh, hey, that's a, he went down, he really went for it, Cedar did. Wow, it really, really hot and sensual, right? Beautifully written. And what do we have next, Pam?
We have I Was Broken by My Angels 3. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay. I Was Broken. And she chose 3 prompts to write to. Pieces of me sharply discarded with unwanted debris, scattered within the darkness of my soul. Anguish prevailed, but then there was you, a brightly shining celestial being who infused me with exotic brilliance, soothed me with his dark brown voice, and ignited a fire deep within this empty shell of a woman, a ghost of who she once was. Your awakening light pierced through the spaces between the shards and glimmering hope was born. Out of the darkness I stumbled straight into your ethereal glow, where you engulfed me with your radiance like a magnet. Your warmth finally began pulling all the shattered pieces back together more beautifully than before. I became a new woman, wakened, renewed, fulfilled, and with a smile on my enraptured face, a spring in my step, and long-forgotten erotic desires igniting an inferno that raged rampantly. I stepped into my new scarlet-colored life with you, my inspiration, my muse, and the other half of my soul lighting my way forward. My painful dark past is now a distant memory. I finally live instead of merely existing. I live with love in my heart, fire in my bones, and your heavenly image forever printed unto my soul. You will forever be my saving grace, soothing ointment, wings, light, and life's love. And I, my beautiful, darling man, will be eternally grateful that this world gave me the vibrantly gleaming gift of you. End poem. And what a wonderful write. Oh, my gracious. You know, it's both very, very intense, passionate, loving, has all that, you know, the qualities of being, you know, a great, great right. And, you know, it's very, it sounds, I think this is, if I look in the AN, if I have any fire, hopes, light, smile, woman. Well, she doesn't say personal, but it does sound so authentic, you know, somebody meeting somebody else and them bringing that light that was missing into their life. You know, just lighting it up and just making them glow and with love, I guess love does that. And bringing that new sensuality into their life also. What did you think, Pam?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. It's romantic, it's powerful and heartfelt. You know, I really like how she does speak on the healing power of love, because not only the body, but especially the spirit can be broken. You know, when you're hurt over and over again and you're betrayed over and over again. And this is all about how that real love, that honest love can turn you into a new person. The way that the spirit of a woman will blossom beneath the light of love, And it's wonderful all the way through, but I do especially like I became a new woman, awakened, renewed, fulfilled, and with a smile on my enraptured face. And then I live with love in my heart, fire in my bones, and your heavenly image forever imprinted on my soul. What an absolutely stunning rite, and very well done.
Well said, Pam. Yeah, this one was really, really touching and really a heartfelt rite for sure. And where are we going next, Pam?
We have Butterfly Fantasy by Fran Marie. She lies, her blue eyes closed, adrift in a dreamland fantasy, writing a romance novella and sensual script, hers alone to play out. She trips into a Shangri-La trance, enchanted visions of her lover appear in starlight splendor as he meanders close to caress her sexual imagination, naked in anticipation, sends her reeling with a wanton desire. Butterflies alight upon her nude silk skin, but it's his warm fingers tracing her supple body, kisses trailing her neck and her back massage her ego in slumber's surreal sense. Deep, deeper down she drifts into fantasy delight. She absorbs his ethereal essence and masculinity, wanting the whole spirit of him drenched inside her, tantalizing her senses. Temperature peaks to a fever pitch as they make magic happen. She sees his face, his eyes flinch. She moans in soft tones of passion as they both reach nirvana. With every sexual fiber exhausted and spent, she sighs, never wanting to leave her butterfly fantasy. End poem.
What a beautiful rite to that, you know, to that prompt, you know, which has butterflies all through it. And, you know, never wanting to leave her butterfly fantasy. You know, really well done by Fran Marie here. But, you know, what I really liked, I don't know, there's a thing about deeper down. I don't know those three words together, deeper down. She drifts into fantasy delight. I think it's the alliteration there. I just love that deeper down. She drifts into fantasy delight. She absorbs his ethereal essence and masculinity, wanting the whole spirit of him drenched inside her. That is just, I just really, really like that stanza. I don't know why it just popped out for me. And, but, you know, the one before, two butterflies alight upon her nude skin, silk skin. You know, she, as he meanders closer to her, to caress her sexual imaginations, naked anticipation sends her reeling with want and desire. And, you know, she's there, and you can imagine, you know, what she's doing, because it's, you know, but it's so classy the way that she puts it, you know, that she's pleasuring herself. But the way that Fran Marie writes it, you know, it's just, well, it's poetic. It's beautiful. And, you know, this dream that she takes us through, that this girl here, this woman here spread out and dreaming, you know, is just amazing the way that she takes us through that. It's very sensual, very deep desire, and you feel it. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree with you. This is very classy, beautiful sensuality on self-pleasure, done with imagery, metaphors, and illusion. that create a very captivating scene. Wonderful, passionate lines, an excellent sensual right on the imagination that sparks the fires of desire. Because let's face it, you can know what you're doing physically when it comes to self-pleasuring, but you also need a good imagination. That is just an absolute necessity.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It helps anyway. This is wonderful. And I too really like that part. Deeper down she drifts into fantasy delight. She absorbs his ethereal essence and masculinity, wanting the whole spirit of him drenched inside her. I also like where it says she moans in soft tones of passion as they both reach nirvana with every sexual fiber exhausted and spent. She sighs, never wanting to leave her butterfly fantasy. Wonderful, wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful, right, if indeed. Oh, we're having great rights tonight. Oh, my gracious. I'm so pleased.
We really are, yes.
Yeah.
That photography, definitely. You know.
Spicing.
You know, yeah, right? I feel like I should have brought, iced tea to this show instead of hot tea.
My cat is being iced out. She's in her cabin outside there and looking in at me going like, what are you doing?
do you need to let her in or anything?
No, not yet. There, she's just
not
fine.
Yet. Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right. Mm-hmm. And up next we have Black Eyed Wings by Poetic Creations. And go ahead, Naomi, and give that a read for us.
Okay. So Black Eyed Wings, every edge, every curve and every fold unfolding is nirvana to me. Thank God that I'm a horned beast. You have all the eyes, but can you see that your every kiss is another killing spree? The best honey is made with rosemary hips. With enough pressure, honeycomb drips. Of course, the best honey is eaten raw, beneath bright and sunny. You were always sunshine, and I was always weak, bending down on one knee, too afraid to even speak. But body language doesn't have to be heard. I knew for a fact that you were pleased when you first purred. Ah, my gracious, that's wonderful. The way he word at that, so cleverly done. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. Really brilliant wordplay, great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how this speaks on the idea of communicating without language, of the sighs, the moans, the movements of the body that create a kind of a conversation between lovers. I also like how there's the idea of opposites attracting. You know, amazing right all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. I love the way he plays with honey. The best honey is made with rosemary hips. With enough pressure, honeycomb drips. Of course, the best honey is eaten raw beneath bright and sunny. There's just something so sensual in those words, those wordplay when he plays with honey there. You know, honey is eaten raw. There's something very erotic about that. And wonderfully well done, Poetic Creations. Beautiful, beautiful write. Very intelligent and witty write. And where are we going next, Tam?
We have Pearls by Maria Dark. Venus emerging, burning, breathtaking purity. I celebrate in your nature, infecting my blood, surging in your contours as you stretch within the bedding of my verse, primal with earthy perfume, saturated in briny, naked music. Your beauty astonishes, whether it is curling your toes at the touch of a breath or cooling whispers of a kiss from the ocean's breeze. Your softly heaving breaths rise and fall as in time with empires and flames and overflowing with gravitas and luxurious lights, even more sensuously brooding than the silkiness of your thighs and the twilight behind your alluring eyes. Beating pearls of perspiration follow the contours of your spine, then fade as pale thoughts before surging in libidinous motions, spilling your loveliness into peaks and valleys, only to be lost among your feet, entwined between silken sheets, outlining your symmetry in perfect model tones with the ferocity of candlelight and moonlit sea horizons, the sacrity of your body, elemental with form and vitality of agate and quartz light, garnered with the inner warmth of bread rising from the bowl. I imagine your face framed with my touch, moistened lips, velvety and sweet, a purity of form and the nature of femininity at rest. I take my rest in your harbors, between the storm-lit coastlines of your islands, where I may seek your abundance and fill of your grain. Your body is an anchor among the shoals, where the light shimmers in you as if you were a glowing ember. And the light flowed in the veins deep within your skin. End poem.
Wonderful read, Pam. And you know what a beautiful write this is. The sacricity of your body. That's the first time I saw that word, the sacricity of your body. Elemental all with form and vitality of agate and quartz light, garnered with the inner warmth of red rising from the bowl. That is so beautiful. You know, there's something about making bread. I don't know, the fingers and the dough, and it's just, you know, it can be so sensual, I think. And I imagine your face framed with my touch, moistened lips, velvety and sweet, a purity of form and the nature of femininity at rest. Oh, that stanza is just absolutely wonderful. But, you know, there's so many other stanzas that really, oh, my gracious, this whole poem is just amazing. Just so brilliant and beautifully written. Bravo, Maria Dark. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, it was absolutely beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. Truly a wonderful sensual write on the deep connection between two lovers. I really like the sense of intimacy about it. It's almost like one of those writes that makes you feel like a voyeur and within an intimate moment. And also the sense of, you know, reverence and the almost worshipfulness of not only the female form, but the sexual energy of the woman. You know, and that comes through, as you're pointing out, in the sacrity of your body, elemental with form and vitality of agate and quartz light, garnered with the inner warmth of bread rising from the bowl. And there is something, you know, the move, using your hands to shape and form and knead the bread, which is so soft and pliable and gives into your touch really is a very sensual experience. I also like how this speaks on the idea of feeling safe with somebody, of wanting to be near them because you know that their inner light offers up something that keeps you feeling loved and safe. You know, especially when he says, I take my rest in your harbors between the storm-lit coastlines of your islands, where I may seek your abundance and fill of your grain. Your body is an anchor among the shoals. You know, and that's so true because life is filled with enough troubles. You know, the person you come home to, the person you rest in bed with should be your light. They should be your safe haven and your anchor. I just thought this was a absolutely stunning write and very well done.
Yeah, I agree, Pam. Do we have anybody on hold?
Let me check. We do, yes. We do. I believe we have Jody.
Yeah.
Hello, Jody. Glad you could join us.
Yeah, I thought about the call and hang up and call back. You all enjoying yourselves too much on these last few phones.
We obviously, yeah, we were. Yeah, you just have to sometimes speak up, you know, hit us over the head or something.
Well, you had me on mute. I was trying. I was like 15 minutes.
Oh, poor you.
I've been enjoying it. I could definitely understand that one, two poems ago. I was like, all right. That's a tough act to follow.
Well, I apologize for not checking, I'm glad you're on with us now.
Yeah, I was running late. A customer had me on the phone for way too long.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm glad you're on a bit of a break now. That's good.
All right. Yeah,
well,
I enjoyed that last poem. That was a good one.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I thought, you know, the way it interweaved, like, the imagery and the sensuality of it, you know, intertwining the human experience with nature's elements. I thought she very vivid description, you know, it emphasized, you know, the beauty and the allure of the subject she was speaking of. That was a very well done poem.
Wonderful comment, Jody, and welcome. Welcome.
Hello,
so happy you're so happy you joined us, and you're patient, and should have waved to us in the group room and said, hey, you girls, wake up here, I'm here.
after this poem, I am patient.
Well, that's a good. That's a good quality, be patient. So where are we going next, Sam?
Well, up next we have Wild and Beautiful by Ed Hunter. And Jody, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Wild and Beautiful. Oh, that's awesome artwork, by the way. All right. Shadows in the jungle are stealth and slow. Her untamed rapture I seek to below. This primal symphony searches a life in harmony, a world of spirits the creature can see. My rough, unbridled body dwells into her fire. Like an arrow launched from my bow, my thirst has a boundless desire. Her luscious power blends with the taste of my lips. Her metamorphosing beauty is a hunger I cannot resist. A seductive aroma, geez, I can't even speak. Seductive aroma is pleasing to my senses. I am addicted and inebriated from her lovely essence. Infinite eyes illuminate the midnight forest. I will quench her appetite till she's finally nourished. End poem.
Oh, wonderful read, Jody. And yeah, you know, you really went with the art picture with it, which is, you know, woman half tiger, I guess, you know, like she's almost like the maid of the tiger there, you know, and my rough unbridled body dwells into her fire like an arrow launched from thy bow. My thirst has a boundless desire. You see the mix of the two, the tiger and the woman, which is, you know, in the picture, and the roughness and the wildness in this rite, and I don't know, the thirst of it. It makes it so sensual, and like the title, wild and beautiful. And like Jody said, you know, the artwork is just stunning. Shadows in the jungle are steep and slow. Her untamed rapture I seek to below. Just a wonderful, like a wildness, you know, in this rite, and a very sensual rite. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. And Jody is a wonderful read of that. This has such brilliant imagery. I, too, really like the use of the word bellow. It, you know, because like when I was a kid, both my grandparents had fireplaces, and you use those instruments. They must have been called bellows, but they blow air onto the flame, you know, in order to give it more oxygen and help it to go higher. And so I like that this is a poem about someone who sees this untamed and wild woman and doesn't want to tame her. You know, he wants to nourish her. He wants to be a part of her, but without actually taming her. And I thought amazing imagery and metaphors all the way through. I do especially like my rough unbridled body dwells into her fire like an arrow launched from bow, my thirst has a boundless desire. You know, and wonderful use of the word metamorphosing, you know, and yeah, amazing write and very well done.
Absolutely. Well said, Sam. And Jody, what did you think of that, what you just read?
Yeah, I thought it captured the picture very well. He almost encapsulated the whole picture in that one line. Her metamorphosing beauty is a hunger I cannot resist. Like, you can just imagine, you know, the metamorphosis going on with her beauty right now. That was pretty clever. It was a great metaphor, you know, he used fire and the arrows, and, you know, I thought he captured the essence of the passionate and symbolic relationship with the wilderness very well in this. And with the primal connection, you know, nature's allure and all that goodness. I thought he did a very good job with that. Even though I stepped on it a little bit, I found my readers now, though, so I'm good.
Okay, so we can get a couple of more reads out of you. that was a great comment on the capturing the whole poem and in that phrase there, that line, Jody. I totally agree with you. And I like what Pam had to say. You know, in this poem, he's trying to, you know, he talks about this, the wildness of in this woman here, but, you know, without trying to tame her, you know, he wants to walk by her, and he's addicted and inebriated with her lovely essence. And, you know, she's going to quench all his needs. And wonderful, wonderful, right, Ed? And where are we going next, Pam?
Well, up next we have Pink Rose.
I was just
going to
say hi, Robbie.
Oh, yes, yes, Robbie. Robbie's an LMP saying, hello, I'm here for Whipped Cream Wednesdays.
That's true.
I like that. I like that. But, all right, well, up next we have Pink Rose by Poetry Accident. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read for us.
Okay, Pink Rose, another beautiful picture. A pink rose describes the queen, loveliness blessed with leaves of green, with a sweet scent one can't resist, luring most to a carnal tryst. The icon was once the mate of kings, is now a lure for paramour's dreams. Dalliance desired by beauty's sight quickened these to demand delight. She was plucked from her face, separated from a chaste fate, brought on stage to stand alone, an act for which few would atone. The suitors pass one by one, sampling the smell for which they've come, then turning away in haste born by the promise of attendance thorns. The stem embraced draws fresh blood and sacrifice to desire's quested bud. This flower offers devotion's pain, humanity in league with requisite ache. Once the barbs are embedded, misery is then fully wedded. Sunken spikes become the norm, crimson cues of love's true form. I'm now attached to the pink rose. Both good and bad have been disclosed. The loveliness remains without wilt, nourished by a flow that care has spilt. I bend my knees as fate asks to add my essence to sanguine use. A pink rose describes the queen, recumbent with me as love convenes. End poem. And what a wonderful, wonderful story of with imagery and metaphors. An excellent write on loving everything and everyone completely, even with their thorns. And wonderful, right? What did you think, Pam?
It really was wonderful storytelling, beautiful imagery and metaphors. It really was an excellent story, right? And I like how it did speak on loving someone through the thorns, but I like how in-depth that she got with her storytelling, how she brings to us this character who is used and abused by society, who grows these thorns in order to protect herself or themselves. And, first three stanzas really sets that up, and especially with the stem embrace draws fresh blood and sacrifice to desires quested blood. This flower offers devotion's pain, humanity in league with requisite ache. I really like how romantic and heartfelt it said it was with that last stanza, with that idea of, completely and ultimately loving somebody for both their softness and the thorns they've learned to put up. So amazing write and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderfully, wonderfully said there, Pam. And Jody, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I love how she, explored the duality of the pink rose, like Pam was saying, incredible imagery in it. And how she skillfully, captured the essence of the complexity of love. And it's almost like in stages, start out with admiration, And then I went into separation, and then finally into acceptance. Thought that was pretty unique take on the rose. It was very well done.
That's a great observation there, the steps. Wonderfully said there, Jody. And, you know, and I really like this too. There's great, you know, takes you right back to the time of the kings and the queens and the great courts and, you know, the courtesans and, you know, the mistresses and, yeah, it took me back there. I don't know about you guys, but it took me back there. But, you know, there is a depth to this poem that I really loved, you know, and that is, you know, loving somebody, you know, absolutely all of them, each piece of them. So wonderfully done poetry accident. And, I see yum yum on the board.
Talking about strawberries and yogurt and granola and all kinds of yummy stuff.
So where are we going next, Sam?
We have I'm Not Me Without You by Spig 420. Every time I'm drawn toward your inner core, your perfect curves entice me further towards the sin of indulgence, wanting so much to embrace your scent, to savor your taste, and to hold your magnificence. I crave, I yearn, I wait in anticipation to feel you melt from my touch. I am forever yours. I am forever enslaved to your seductive lures of oneself, walking for miles just to catch a glimpse, infatuated with the sheer thought of your existence, knowing you'll soon be in reach of my greedy and selfish grasp. It's unbearably sinful, increasingly more and more forbidden. I fear no repercussions or regret engulfing all that you are. Every time we are together, as you become a part of me in one of multiple sittings, nothing has ever been so spectacular. Nothing has ever been conceived, created, or birthed in any mind of comprehension or intelligence that could replace or pose in a replacement imposture of such decadence and delectable features, tastes, and smells. To savor is to embrace life itself to the utmost fullness of the epitome of bliss and enlightenment. I'm just not me without my Snickers bar. And
oh, my gracious. I had read this, but, you know, way back when they posted it for the contest, I'd completely forgotten that ending. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my gracious. And, you know, but this is so, so central. Where was it, the part? I wanted so much to embrace your scent, to savor your taste, and to hold your magnificence. I crave, I yearn, I wait in anticipation to feel you melt from my touch. I am forever yours. I am forever enslaved to your seductive lure of oneself. You know, those lines are so, so powerful. They're right there, but then the ending comes, and oh, my gracious, just so cleverly done. What did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I like the ending, too. I thought, you know, the old poem, it was, you know, it captured an intense desire and anticipation, you know, associated with indulging in a guilty pleasure, you know, then, and he concluded it with that humorous twist. I thought that added a nice touch to the overall sentiment of the whole poem. Yeah, I did a very good job with that, because I was all intense, and then he just let it loose at the end. Like, oh, okay. that was a nice touch.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment there, Jody. And what did you think, Pam?
I very much enjoyed this. It's one of the kind of poems that I like to write myself. I love to play with food and poetry, and especially when you can add a twist at the end. Like the whole, like I've done this whole thing with like coffee and cookies and chocolate and, you know, all kinds of different foods I've played with in poetry. And the best way to do it is like this, to where you only give subtle hints. You don't let them know it's about food for sure until you get to that end line. And I did get a chuckle and a smile out of that end. But like Jody says, it throws you off if you don't know it's coming. Because, you know, there is wonderful sensuality throughout. And I especially like, I crave, I yearn, I wait in anticipation to feel you melt from my touch. I am forever yours. I am forever enslaved to your seductive lure of oneself. I mean, those are just amazing lines. And I have to agree, although my favorite is Milky Ways, but, you know, a good chocolate bar can definitely seduce you. So awesome writing by Spig 420 and very well done.
Well, teach you from being Betty White, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he pitched that to Snickers, if they did, they'd buy that as a publicity.
Commercial.
Yeah, commercial.
There you go.
Make a song out of it or something. Would be cool. And so where are we going next, Pam?
Well, up next, Jody, I have put your poem. So go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
Okay. I'm not seeing it. Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Okay, well, I can post it a second time, but it is.
Oh,
there
it is. Yeah, okay, perfect.
Yeah, there it is twice.
All right. Guardian of the Pearl. Yeah, I seen that picture. I was like definitely writing about that one. I was drawn to that immediately. But all right, here we go. Amidst the whispers of ocean's embrace, a goddess form in a shell's tender space. Golden tresses cascading like liquid sun, naked allure, a dance just begun. The gentle curve of her arm, a balletic pose, cradling thoughts as timeless as the sea, of which few will know. Fingers tenderly touch the crown of her grace, infinite elegance framed by the ocean's embrace. To seek the pearl, one must be bold, for nature's secrets to unfold. Yet gentle hands can prize it free, without a cost it comes to be. Silken curves draped in moonlit hue, skin like petals kissed by morning dew. In the oyster's cradle, a throne of grace, she sits, a vision in that sacred place. Pearlescent whispers secrets untold, a luminescent tale in each contour's fold. The soft glow of a pearl beside her it lies, a gem born from the depths where passion lies. Eyes shut, pools of mystery reflecting the sea, lost in the waves where desire is free. Gentle ripples caress the shore of her form, a symphony of pleasure, a passion-filled storm. Nature's canvas, a masterpiece crowned, in the quietude where ecstasy begs to be found. A dance of shadows, a ballet of light, unveiling the secrets of an enchanted night. Beneath the surface, a world unfolds where vulnerability and beauty molds. The oyster's cradle, a sanctuary of dreams, where sensuality reigns in its silent streams. To cherish pearls, we must respect the toil and the hurt it must endure from the grit of life and trials. The pearl does emerge. In the scene of desire, a story unfolds of a goddess and oyster, her tale to be told. Naked and free, she's an embodiment of art, a masterpiece etched in the poet's heart. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Jody. And what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful write. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, my goodness, yes. This is beautiful and captivating. Wonderful imagery throughout. A great read. I'm really glad you were inspired. It's such a passionate and romantic write. That not only weaves together the imagery from the photo, but makes it into an extended metaphor and speaks on the idea of knowing when someone is precious, knowing when you're meant to, you know, take care of them and you know, treat them with respect, you know, which should be all relationships. I really like to seek the pearl. One must be bold for nature's secrets to unfold. Yet gentle hands can prize it free without a cost. It comes to be silken curves draped in moonlit hue, skin like petals kissed by morning dew. I mean, oh my goodness, wonderful, wonderful sensuality. I also really like beneath the surface a world unfolds where vulnerability and beauty mold the oyster's cradle, a sanctuary of dreams where sensuality reigns in silent streams. You know, just pays dedication to the sensuality of a woman and the heart and flesh of a woman who, you know, is meant to be, you know, protected and meant to be revered. So, you know, a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said, Pam. And, you know, I couldn't stop thinking, you know, when exactly the same spot that you recited, Pam, to seek the pearl, one must be bold, bold for nature's secrets to unfold, yet gentle hands can please it free without a cost to come to be. You know, it made me think of, in a way, Excalibur. I don't know why, you know, the sword in Excalibur, you know, the way that you have to be, you know, just the right one to be able to remove Excalibur from the rock as you are with to unwench this pearl, this wonderful pearl. So it made me think of the two, you know, like, I don't know, my brain just went there. And of course, all that you said, Pam, you know, just the extended metaphor of the pearl, of something that is, you know, born out of so much toil and pain, and you know how a pearl is just formed there. It's just, you know, the oyster is in pain. He's in pain. He's you know, there's debris inside of his shell. And that's what forms the, and he secretes, you know, stuff to you know, like to stop the pain or to you know, to better the pain, and to try and flush out that debris. And time goes on, and a pearl is born, you know. And so brilliant extended metaphor. And like you said, Pam, you know, that really takes into account the woman's femininity and the, you know, the, its softness and its alertness and all its sensuality. And so great, great, right, Jody, and beautifully done. Oh, my gracious, you know, what a talented writer we've become, we've come to know through you, and such a great write. And would you like to say something about your right, Jody?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, like I said, it was just such a free-flowing ride. I just wanted the whole thing to be, you know, passion and vulnerability, and kind of just formed itself as I went through. I did a little research for it. But, yeah, other than that, it's a fun ride. I enjoyed that.
Absolutely wonderfully written. Wow. Beautiful. And where are we going next, Pam? Hello? Oh, did I? Hi, Pam? Whoops. Did Pam go? Can you hear me, Jody?
I can, yes.
Yes? Okay. Yes. Well, I don't know. Something happened to Pam. I'm just going to, I'll be right back. Oh, I just saw it. Dummy me. Okay.
Oh, you're good.
So I'm just going to go ahead and go and get the next right here.
Thank you. I think she had one up. Fervent Demise.
Oh, she had one up? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, going back. Yes, she did. Do you want to read that, Jody?
Sure. We have Archdoom Devile, Fervent Demise. In shadows deep where whispers weaved, alone I stand, my heart deceived. A world consumed of virus play, by hands that led love's dance astray. Through echoes of her sultry sighs, I search for traces in the moonlit skies. Man-made plague, fever dream, unveiling lust's relentless stream. In raven locks her secrets curl, a temptress in a wicked whirl. Her eyes, reflections of desire, hold tales of lovers' fervent fire. The silken waterfall of grace, each strand an invitation to embrace. In innocence and knowing, she, a mistress of sensuality. Fluid movements of seductive trance, wicked realms where passion takes a chance. Fragile graces, strength concealed, in her the secrets are revealed. Her voice, sultry serenade, haunting whispers in the shade of hidden places, pleasures paved, and echoes of desires was engraved. Beneath the moon's enticing gleam, she walks the line, a sultry dream. Beacons bright, a shadow's call, in love, entwined in passion's thrall. Ambiguous this enchanting muse, her essence a temptation to diffuse. Yet in the ruin of her desire, darkness lingers, love on fire. Shadows grasp where passions lie, a tapestry of lustful ties. A dance of doom, a hopeless night, in love's demise the flames burn bright. End poem.
Great, great read there, Jody. And, and she wrote to 11, prompt 11, 27, and 29. And I'm guessing those are the more darker, pictures. Because, you know, this has a darkness about it, this whole right here. Man, through echoes of her sultry sighs, I search her traces in moonlit skies, man-made plague, a fevered dream unveiling, lust, relentless stream. A temptress in a wicked whirl, her eyes reflection of desire, hold tales of lover's fervent fire. There's so many beautiful hypnotic lines throughout this, you know. It just seems, you know, and you read it so perfectly, Jody. It was just like it was dancing off the page in a captivating, I don't know, a captivating kind of twisting dance. I don't know, enveloping lines and enveloping your with your voice and everything. It just was just so enchanting. And yeah, this is, you know, a dark, captivating rite. Very well done by, was it Archdome Deville? Yeah, and don't see him too often in our contests, and hope to see more of the great rites by this poet. And what did you think, Jody, after reading that wonderful rite?
Yeah, I have to agree. Yeah, it flowed effortlessly. I can't even say that, but yeah, no, it. It definitely weaved a vivid tapestry of, you know, love's allure and the darker undertones. I thought the imagery of the shadows and the whispers and the moonlit skies, you know, that create a hauntingly beautiful atmosphere that, you know, captured the essence of the tumultuous romance he was in. I thought he did a very good job. I loved the final ending of the shadows grasp where passion lies, a tapestry of lustful ties. A dance of doom, a hopeless night, and love's demise, the flames burn bright. Oh, that's a great way to end it. Very well done. I would like to read more of his work. I thought he did an outstanding job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I see he has dystopian in his, you know, in one of his, in his AN there, dystopian. And that's one of my favorite genres to read, and I write dystopian too, so yeah, that's why maybe I'm so drawn to this. Really liked it. And Pam, are you back?
I am, yes. I thought this was such a beautiful write. I love the dark sensuality in this, wonderful rhyme and flow, beautiful and hypnotic imagery with a sense of movement. I like how he writes on the dancing flame of dark sensuality, the light that calls one forth. And I really like that this is really a rite of seduction without necessarily the touch. You know, it's the dance, the firelight, and the movement that creates the seduction that one becomes enthralled with. I really like her voice's sultry serenade, haunting whispers in the shade of hidden places, pleasure paved in echoes of desires was engraved. And all the way through, amazing lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Another wonderful rite tonight. My gracious. Pam, you're going to have to help me judge this content.
Well, you need an opinion. I'm here. I'll definitely give them.
And what will be our next rite?
We have Tasting Your Naked Soul by Chaos and Lamra. And go ahead, please, Naomi, and give that a read.
Okay. So is this a collaboration? It is,
yes.
It is, okay, yeah. Okay, that's what I want. Work of art off the charts. A canvas body paints your marks. Brush strokes in the dark. Lust evokes heated paths of dark fingers against stark white. The spark lingers where touch ignites. What medium shall you use, dear artisan? I'll lay here bare for you a framed exhibition, hourglass figures while your artwork exhibits lost inhibitions, create textures with ice drops, wax, melt, the light spots etch and score skin and embed your name deep within. Make your imprint then watermark your sin itch. Explore every inch. With an acrylic tongue, color all the pieces of us. Passionate pastels, paradise when seen nude. Do you feel throbbing heat when I'm deep in your view? Gripping you tight twilight when sun sleeps with moon. Seductive blue butterfly eyes, cocoon her lips, legs woven of silk, skin color of milk, bosoms stained with lust as the canvas erupts with watercolor streams of an exhausted touch. Carnal echoes of your soul as your flesh becomes lips, painting your body all over. We love when it drips. Let me my outline your senses draw you to an eclipse, shading time as we twine in the sweetest of bliss. End poem. And what a beautiful, you know, what an amazing sensual write on, you know, just that the sense of touch. You know, there's so much touch in this poem, the brush strokes, you know, the wonderful metaphor of a painting, of being there, of being a model, you know, being just laying out there and having an artist just paint you. And yeah, you know, it says it's just talking to the artist, you know, I'll lay here bare for you a framed exhibition, an hourglass figures while your artwork exhibits lost in additions, create textures with ice drops. And, you know, I just love that from the way down, with an acrylic tongue. Well, that's amazing, an acrylic tongue. Color all the pieces of us with your acrylic tongue. So neat. And yeah, all the way through this, just unique creativity I found, you know, wonderful lines and beautifully done. What did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I thought this is incredibly sensual, you know, and Way explored that beautifully, you know, through the vivid imageries and the metaphorical brushstrokes. It definitely painted a scene of intimacy and desire. The expressions were really deep for the emotions, you know, and that created a very evocative piece, very captivating. Very well done. I love the seductive blue butterfly eyes, cocooner lips. I like that opening line. I guess that's where the second person took over, I'm assuming, where the hearts kind of split them.
Could be, or, you know, they worked on maybe the different parts together, or maybe it was separate. I don't really know, but wonderful, right? Wonderful collaboration.
Absolutely.
And what did you think, Pam?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this was absolutely a wonderful collaboration. As always, the two of them work together beautifully. Really beautiful and brilliant imagery and metaphors. An amazing sensual rite on lust brought to light with every intimate touch. I also like how it explores the relationship, the sensual relationship between a model and an artist. I thought that was just really cool the way they did that. And I really like embed your name deep within, make your imprint, then watermark your sins itch, explore every inch with an acrylic tongue, color all the pieces of us, and then carnal echoes of your soul as your flesh becomes lip, painting your body all over. We love when it drips. Amazing lines and very well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, also, I love that quote at the end by Charlie Chaplin. Kaplan, that was incredible. Your naked body should only belong to those who fall in love with your naked soul. That's pretty cool.
That is a wonderful quote. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful code indeed. That would make a great contest, eh, Pam?
Wasn't it in your contest? I thought it was in your contest. Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think I only had the photography.
Okay. I just know sometimes you combine like art and quotes, so I wasn't sure. Yeah, it would make for a good prompt in a contest. That's for sure.
And do we have up next, Pam? Yeah.
We have The Hunter to My Bow by Chieftain Powers 80. A curve, a bend, slender and sensual, stern flexibility, strung tight, and awaiting the firm grasp of your hands, the stillness of breath as your strength to draw wills me to submit and fulfill your will. You strike the core that sends a bolt of ecstatic excitement over my tumbling soul. Feathered fletching tickling me into a jolting lunge of giddy rapture where unforsaken passion passes between our expressed love as you draw the shaft across my skin and patiently we wait for the moment that fated heaven to sound the chorus out and in beyond the distance unto a targeted visionary yard. Your calloused fingers upon my string sends my desires flexing to your whim. Yet I am no harp nor a singing thing, lest the song be the thrumming of our love, arrowing through the parting air as you hold me tight and grab a fistful of my hair. Crested like a goddess, I swoon to your stone flesh form. The art of penetration floods my being as all life is intended to be inevitably born out of our relation from which the void is torn. Your breath upon my neck, the silence of our heartbeats as we synchronize and sway our resolves into a blessed release. To send our union as progeny into the unknown beast, onward towards the golden apple-eyed sight of hollow home. You, my hunter, and I, your bow, harvesting the moon for provisions of our coupled souls. Let none come between nor break the string that leads us out of this labyrinthian hell and back into each other's tender arms. End poem.
What a wonderful read, Pam. And, you know, what a wonderful extended metaphor, the hunter to my bow. And, you know, what a wonderful take on that prompt, that artwork, again, that is very, you know, creatively unique as the whole write really was. You know, right from the beginning, a curve, a bend, slender and sensual, stern flexibility strung tight and awaiting the firm grasp of your hands, the stilling of breath as your strength to draw wills me to submit and fulfill your will. And, you know, all the way through, just you felt the build up in this poem. And I just like the stanza also, yet I am no harp nor a singing thing, lest the song be the thrumming of our love arrowing through the parting air as you hold me tight and grasp a fistful of my hair. That was just a wonderful stanza there. But, you know, all the way through, just so awesomely well written. And it has that vibe. I can't say mythological vibe, but it has like a, I don't know this. It must be the bow or something, but it has that same vibe as that artwork almost to it. I can't really explain it there, but it has this kind of maybe Pam will have something more to say on it. What did you think, Pam?
Well, actually, with so many references to bow hunting, it did make me think of the goddess Artemis or Diana, mm-hmm. who were both huntresses. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So it did have that mythology element to it. Just as you said, wonderful extended metaphor, great imagery. I honestly, from now on, whenever somebody talks about going bow hunting, I'm going to be thinking about this poem. and then I'll be thinking about the venison they're going to be giving me. So it'll go in that order, this poem and then venison steak. So that'll be nice. But I really did like this all the way through. I like how there's this idea of the control and the relation, physical relationship between lovers who both fulfill a need for each other. I really like you strike the chord that sends a bolt of ecstatic excitement over my tumbling soul, feathered fletching, tickling me into a jolting lunge of giddy rapture. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely. And what did you think, Jody?
Yeah, I'm glad y'all commented first. I had to catch my breath after that one.
Right?
I took my hoodie off halfway through. Like, man, I'm getting a little hot. yeah, I thought it was, they skillfully, you know, created a vivid narrative of the intimate connection through the symbolism of that bow and arrow. And I definitely think there was a mythical undertone to it. It just expressed a profound connection between, you know, the poet and their partner. Wow, I mean, you could go all through this. There were so many lines you could pick us apart with. Man, I really started getting heated up after the one you was reciting about grabbing the fistful of hair. And then after that, you know, she starts talking about the art of penetration, floods my being. I'm like, oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, just throughout that whole poem definitely kept me captivated. Very well done.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said there, Jody. And what's Pam laughing about on the board?
Oh, about Robinson. There's an instructional video on the bowl that a group of movie reviewers are laughing on. It was so full of sexual and phallic imagery.
Oh, my gracious.
I've seen videos like that. They just crack me up. Oh, my gosh. Too funny.
And what will be our last, I guess maybe our last rite for the night?
Definitely our last night, right for the night, and the carryovers will go on the February 7th show. We have Utterance by NyQuil, and Jody, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right. Utterance. Midnight descent on warm, supple curves. I see the sickle moon shudder. Your chrysalis cracks and opens for me. Suspended in wait for my velvet stutter. My eyes slowly trace every teardrop, each one a glistening gem, where nature's wonders remain unseen, embraced in the moonlight idiom. Need is exhaled in the warm summer air, slipped down south to waiting seas. I breathe you sweetly as I near your lair, beckoned by your silent pleas. Fluttering conviction is pushed aside as the star's first rays begin to creep. They brush the wings with a gentle grace. Through your canopy, they softly seep. Etched deep in silken stain, flickers homage to nature's artistry. deep echo scatter and shimmered refrain to pearlescent ancient tapestry. Arcing currents of bluest pleasure as satin glistens in dawn's tender light, where stories of life and wings unfold, a symbol of nature's honeyed delight. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Jody. And what a beautiful, you know, another beautiful write by NyQuil here. You know, the I don't know, it's just as elegant and sweet and beautiful as the picture is. Midnight descends on warm, supple curves. I see the sickle moon shudder. Your chrysalis cracks and opens for me, suspended to wait for my velvet stutter. You know, the wonderful words, velvet stutter. Oh, my gracious, that's a beautiful wording right there. Embrace in the moonlight, a diadem, and the wings with a gentle grace through your canopy, they softly seep. What else? A deep echo scatter and shimmered refrain to your pearlescent ancient tapestry. That is so beautiful. Right down to the last stanza there, you know. Just amazing right all the way through. What did you think, Pam?
Oh, I have to agree. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery and metaphors, an excellent sensual right on sweet desires indulged in it. And I really liked it all the way through, but what really spoke to me was need is exhaled in the warm summer air, slip down south to waiting seas. I breathe you sweetly as I near your lair, beckoned by your silent pleas. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Absolutely wonderfully said there, Pam. And Jody, you read it so beautifully. What did you think, my dear?
Yeah, I thought it was rich in imagery for sure. And I thought the language flowed gracefully, you know, and that captured the essence of the natural world in a captivating way for sure. I thought, you know, he painted a vivid tapestry of nature's beauty, and the transformative journey, I thought, was symbolized by the butterfly's emergence with a nice touch to the poem. I did a very good job with that. Nicely done.
Absolutely. Wonderfully said there, Jody. And, you know, this has been a wonderful, wonderful night of poetry. Beautiful, beautiful poetry by all of you. And you know, like Pam said, we're going to have a show with carryovers. And I think you're going to have open poetry, eh, Pam?
Yeah, open sensual. We'll do carryovers and open sensual for the 7th. So
okay.
It
should be a great show. And, so I just want to say good night to everybody. Thank you for writing for us. Thank you, Pam, for always being my wonderful co-host. Thank you, Jody, so much for phoning in. You're such a joy to have on any show. And thank you, Robbie, for the board. And, good night, everybody. Thank you so much.